Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to church. Let's rise as we praise God this evening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, you fought for Cheers! Yes, give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen. Thank you so very much, worship team. Tonight is a night of miracles. Tonight is a night of a manifestation of God's goodness in the life of His people. We celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. As those lyrics clearly stated, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. And I want you not to spectate tonight. I want everyone to join faith together in agreement with the faith of the Lord for the miracles that need to take place in the lives of God's people today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a primary thing the Lord wants to address tonight, and with it comes all the others. A few weeks ago, the Lord spoke very specifically to me about this service. And his focus was to destroy the stronghold of fear. In whatever form fear has taken root in the lives of people. There are people that suffer from panic attacks, anxiety. Today will be the last day that you're going to struggle with that. Hallelujah. Those that are listening here in the house and those that are listening online, that stronghold of fear must be destroyed today. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But with that will be the healing of every other thing that we are expecting God to do today. 2 days ago, the Lord in the vision of the night showed himself to me, and he said, the reason my people do not receive is because they don't receive. So I said to the Lord, I said, teach me, help me to help your people to learn how to receive, including me. Amen. There's so much available to us, but we don't know how to receive. Praise God. Receiving is not about psyching yourself out. When you receive, you relax. You know it's yours. You don't have to panic. Am I going to be denied or am I going to be accepted? There's none of that. You have the righteousness of Christ, righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have access already. It's already provided for. It's already paid for. So you go to the table of the Lord and take what you need. By faith, you receive it. I take my healing. I receive it and I walk in it. Amen? So today I want everybody to relax. Praise God. You know, it's a strange phenomenon. A barren woman or somebody that is infertile, has been struggling to have a child for the longest time. They keep on struggling for years and years and years and years and years. And then they go adopt a child. And guess what happens next? they have their own child. You know why? They're not stressing out anymore. They have a child now, so I'm relaxed. And bang, it happens. Well, because they're relaxed. So relax. Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, relax. Don't punch too hard. Just receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And me preaching the word of God, I relax. Have a seat. Praise the Lord. I don't know if I told you this story. I think I've told you this story before. I was... okay, thank you. I'll tell it again. I was in India, my first time in India, and God did amazing miracles. Amazing miracles. And had already started doing it before I knew what he was doing. I was to have a crusade in this area, in a province called Orissa. Had been invited by a man of God called Dr. Anam Paul. He used to frequent this area in those days. And he'd invited me to come. And I had gone about 3-4 days ahead of time, and he wanted me to teach at his Bible college. And while ministering at the Bible college, God was doing miracles, and so they saw what God was doing there, and they took me to a woman that was maybe about, I would say, about 400 pounds, give and take. He'd been bedridden for years. This woman, not because she couldn't walk, she couldn't put her foot to the ground because the bottom of her feet, her sole, was so sensitive that if she steps on a little grain of sand, it will shoot pain right through her. So she's been going through that, and so she just decided to just lay down in the bed. And if for her to move out, they have to sweep and wipe and everything. And she'd been there for maybe 5-10 years, something like that. So they bring me to her to pray for her, and I walked into the room where she was. And I just said, come with me. I grabbed her hand and I took her outside. And she started walking on the sand, no pain, just like God had healed her. I had not said one thing, but I just come. Now, I don't know why I wasn't shocked at that, other than the Holy Spirit was leading me to do this. So, it was no surprise that when I went to the crusade ground and I finished ministering, that the Lord said, it's testimony time. And I started arguing with God about that. Cut long story short, because I've told you this story many times, the miracles that happened right there. Now, I tell you that story for this reason. The next day, all kinds of miracles, things were happening, and Indians worship at least 300 million gods. Now, because of the miracles that said happening, the people decided I was a god now to be worshipped. So they were dropping down and trying to worship me. So I'm grabbing them, I'm fighting with them and say, don't do that. I got to the hotel after the meetings were all done. And I said to the Lord, I don't want the healing anointing on my life. I don't want it. I said, why don't you want it? I said, because I have to perform all the time. I said, oh, so you don't want it because you think you have to perform. I said, yeah, it's too much stress, this healing thing. Too much stress. I said, okay, you don't have to have it. That was it. No healing. Then I started crying, oh God. Then I recognized it wasn't me. It wasn't me in the first place. It wasn't me in the last place. It wasn't me in any part of it. This was the doing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I tell you that because you see, it doesn't matter how spiritual you are, how mature you are. You can start thinking crazy thoughts. We all do. Things that are not true at all. So I learned from that, relax, it's not you. Amen? I'm not here to perform any miracles. I'm here to declare the word of the Lord, and I want you to receive, because it is your right to receive from God. Amen? Hallelujah. People who are relaxed, receive. Praise God. Now, this is the day of Pentecost. You're going to receive your healing. Just relax. Hallelujah. I want you to come with me to the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter. One of the key factors of Pentecost was deliverance from fear. Yes, there was the speaking of in tongues and all of that. But one of the major things God accomplished on the day of Pentecost was deliverance from fear. Did you hear that? God says, I have not given to you the spirit of what? Fear. God has not given us fear. Yes, I do know and I do understand that people have chemical imbalance and all of that. And that affects people's mental state and their emotions and all of that. But is there anything that says that God cannot heal chemical imbalance? I'll ask the question again. Is there anything that says that God cannot heal chemical imbalance? Okay. Is there anything that states in the Word of God or in any aspect that God cannot rewire somebody's, so somebody doesn't have to be a schizophrenic person? Is there anything? Is there anything in the Word of God that says that anxiety is what you have to live with, that that's your portion? Anything like that? No. If there is a problem, God wants it fixed. Hallelujah. I am not going to be schizophrenic in heaven. Praise the Lord. I am not going to get depressed in heaven. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not going to have chemical imbalances in heaven. Praise the Lord. But I don't have to die to experience the joys of heaven. It is called eternal life. When I accept Jesus, I stepped into eternal life. In eternal life, does eternal life start when you die? Or are you in eternal life now? We're in eternal life now. Oh, so if eternal life covers every sphere, season, and realm of my life, and I have stepped into that eternal life, and there is no damage and disaster and confusion, sickness and disease, and all and all and all of that which is evil in that life in God, should I enjoy the benefits of that eternal life now? You will agree with that, right? I'm in eternal life, so I don't need this anymore. Praise God. That simply is how we need to think concerning everything that concerns us. Everything. There's no lack in the kingdom of God, and I'm part of the kingdom of God now. Therefore, I am not accepting lack. Praise God. I know of what I'm speaking. Bills are real things. They're now in present danger. But so is the presence and the power of God to provide. That's why I don't pull my hair out worrying about how am I going to pay this bill. It's a bill. You see it, Lord? You saw it before the bill got created. So you knew about it before I got here. And you said you will meet all of my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you did not say, I shall meet all of your needs according to the offerings of the people. Hallelujah, praise God. Praise the Lord. So I relax. What am I worrying about? It's God's business. So chill. Because by the time you get to when that bill needs to be paid, somehow, some way, you find yourself on the other side of that bill and say, what happened? How did that? What? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No, praise the Lord before you got there. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. So, Matthew chapter 26, I'm going to read from verse 69 to 75 to give us a context of what we're talking about regarding fear. Matthew 26, 69. It says, now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with him. Thou also was with whom? Jesus of Galilee. But what did remember, it says, and a damsel. So young girl says, you were with the Jesus guy. And what did big mouth Peter, who's able to even go on and rebuke the Lord, the boldness. The damsel starts singing, when it was now time for somebody to die, he said, I don't know him. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm not speaking English. I'm speaking Aramaic to you right now. I'm not speaking in French. And the guy said, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't? He says, and when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Now it's getting more specific. Jesus of Galilee. Now this one comes and says, Nazareth. And again he denied, and watch this, with an oath, I do not know the man. This time, it's not, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, I don't know the man. Stop associating me with that guy. And after a while came unto him, they that stood by, and said to Peter, surely, thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. You're one of them. Then began he to what? Curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man, and immediately the cock crew. Jesus, our Lord, told him, the cock is going to crow because you're going to deny me. And he says, I'm not going to deny you. When you're with Jesus and there's no trouble, it's safe to be a big mouth. Now that there's a problem, now we want to know what the truth is, what's really on the inside. Jesus says, you're going to deny me. Then Peter remembered the words of Jesus. We said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Fear. Had defeated him. In Mark 14 and verse 50, Mark 14, 50, the Gospel of Mark 14, not only did Peter deny him, the Bible says of his disciples, it says, and they all forsook him and fled. They all forsook him and fled. In Matthew 26 and verse 56, Matthew restates the same thing. It says, but all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. So it's not just Peter that denied him. His disciples, all of them. He spent years with them. He spoke to them. They fled. Why are they fleeing? Because of fear. Fear. So what does God do? He had invested years in this man. And these are the people that he's going to use to spread the gospel. And they've all failed. Every one of them. Why did they fail? Because in man, there is no good thing outside of the help of God. It's good to be a big mouth and say all kinds of, I'm going to do this. Yeah, when push comes to shove, you will do what you think keeps you safe. On the day of Pentecost, while they were all together, and the Holy Spirit came and rested upon them, that same Peter who denied. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, but Peter standing up with the 11, the others have joined, they came all back. They've received of the Holy Spirit. Peter stands up with the 11. He lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. These are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Peter, you the one talking? Yeah. What happened? The Holy Spirit. What happened? The stronghold of fear had been broken. The Holy Spirit breaks the stronghold of fear. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke very clearly to me. He says, I want to break the stronghold of fear. My people have not recognized that the presence of my Spirit breaks and shatters the stronghold of fear. Every form of phobia is destroyed by the presence of the anointing of the living God. And this grace is not just for us. It is for our children. It is for our children's children. It is for all flesh. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my Spirit. I will pour out of my Spirit. I will pour out of my Spirit. Because the love of God, God is love, and the love of God cast out all fear. There is no fear in God. Hallelujah. There is no fear in God. If God had fear, he wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ, our Lord, to face up with the devil without any extra help. Jesus came as the last Adam, exactly like the first Adam came. And if Jesus failed, the throne of God was in jeopardy. The devil will have reign because the devil would have defeated the word of God. Are you with me? But because God had no fear, God sent his son. Because God had no fear, he took the hedge of protection around Job off. Because God operates by faith, and faith worketh by love. Hey, is somebody listening? Faith worketh by love. If you're going to receive your healing, you've got to understand that God loves you. God loves me. Therefore, I am not afraid to receive whatever God has to offer me. I'm going to take it. There are no impossibilities with God. Praise God. It doesn't matter. If he is the God who loved Lazarus, and though Lazarus was dead for 3 days, was able to go back and call him out in the presence of everybody. Will he not do it for you and I? Lazarus was dead, and he raised him back to life. What can be worse than that? What sickness can be as bad as being dead? If he can do that, what else can't he do? The God we serve in is not a figment of our imagination. He's not the God that we created in our minds. He was God before we were. Hallelujah. He's a self-existent God, Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God. He's a mountain mover. Whatever the problem is, God can move it out of the way. Hallelujah. He says to us in Acts 2 and verse 17, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons," watch this, "your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall" what? "They shall prophesy." They shall what? Did you know that the sign of the fact that you have the Holy Spirit, the sign is not as we generally do in Pentecostal circles, speaking in tongues, that the emphasis is on prophesying, that you speak a new language, you say something new. You prophesy. You declare the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Peter stands up and speaks. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, he has no fear when he encounters the man that had been paralyzed or lame all of his life, was born that way. Peter goes to him and says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give." I have something, and I'm going to give it to you. "In the name of Jesus Christ of" what? "Nazareth, rise up and walk." Watch that. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." That's the one he said, "I don't know the man." Now fear is broken, and he says, "In the name of the person I denied, I'm telling you now, amen, rise up and walk." Where did fear go? It had been crushed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he took him by the right hand, because when he said, "Rise up and walk," the man was still sitting down. So he grabs him by the hand and raises him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. This was a man 40 years plus old that had been born that way. Praise God. Peter ministered healing. He was not afraid. In Acts chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, he says, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead." "And they laid hands on them and put them in hold," that's in prison, "unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of them of the men was about 5,000. 5,000 people added to the Lord, because they were publicly preaching the word of God. Now, these rulers come against them, trying to resist them. Verse 7 through 13 read like this. Verse 7 through 13. He says, and when they had set them in the midst, they brought them the next day, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter filled, someone say, Peter filled. Peter filled with the Holy Ghost said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of what? Nazareth. Whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Who's talking? Peter? This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, this guy is really pushing it now. We've not heard anything about this. You're telling us that it's not through Moses and the law? You come in here and telling us something different? How dare you? But there's no fear. Fear is all gone. Gone. Watch this. The God we serve is awesome. This man is totally changed. The word of God says, now when they saw the boldness of what? Peter. When they saw the boldness of Peter and of John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Unlearned and ignorant, because how dare you? Don't you know that we're the powerhouse here? What we say is what goes. Are you that unlearned? Are you that ignorant that you can be opening your mouth and talking where we are and saying this stuff? Yeah. Call me ignorant, call me unlearned, but what I tell you today is this: I have no fear of you. Hallelujah. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. These are the same people who were saying, I don't know him. Yeah, you were with him? No, I swear. Something had changed. Verse 19. They're telling them, okay, you go and don't you dare preach anymore about this Jesus. We won't let you go this time, but you have a warning. If we hear peep from you again about this Jesus, then you see what we'll do to you. It says, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Did they see and did they hear before? But they were afraid. What changed? The Holy Spirit. If you are still living in the realm of fear, you must check and find out if you got the real deal, the Holy Spirit of God. Because the Holy Spirit of God works not by your emotions or how you feel, but by its own workings in you and through you. Amen? There's no fear in God. Hallelujah. Therefore, there must not be any fear in you. That's right. Verse 29. This is fundamental. Verse 29. They have been harassed and they come to God and they say, "Now, Lord, behold their threatenings." They're threatening us. "And grant unto thy servants that with all" what? "Boldness, they may speak thy word." How? What does the scripture say? That with all boldness, will we speak the word of God? How? "By stretching forth thy hand to heal." God, your hand, not my hand, your hand. This is what is going to give us more boldness. Stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. What brought about the change? They were filled. And whatever leaked, because they were saying the mouths of these people threatening them, they got re-energized. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is the word of the Lord to us. He said that they were going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. But we keep on hearing the word filled. Because on the day of Pentecost, that's all that happened. They were filled. We are the generation that will move in this higher dimension of the baptism. Total identification. Amen? I remember many years ago, we were still at the R.F. Morrison Elementary School. That time we were called Seven Oaks Evangelical Church. And I was ministering one day. I'll never forget this. As I was ministering, walking in front of the people, all of a sudden, I couldn't feel my feet on the ground. If you're walking, you feel your feet. Right? I couldn't feel it. I didn't say my feet were numb. I was floating. It was like I was walking on a cushion of air. So I looked down and my feet were on the ground. But I'm walking and I can't feel it. It's like this cushion of air underneath. So I was walking on air, so to speak. As that happened, I looked in a particular direction and whoop, there was a wipeout on that side. And I'm saying, what's going on? And I looked the other way and there's a wipeout over here. And right in the center, a demonized woman screams, I'm gonna kill you! Do you remember this? I'm going to kill you. She comes. I turn around. I said, how dare you talk to me? Get out. Foop. She falls and gets delivered. I asked the Lord, I said, what was happening? He said, son, I gave you a taste of what baptism looks like. I said, huh? What do you mean? He said, my people have not walked yet in baptism. He says, when you start flowing in baptism, you are surrounded completely by my presence. That's why you could not feel your feet. I say, yikes. Huh. We are coming to that day. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what God wants to do right now is shatter the stronghold of fear. So I speak a prophetic declaration over everyone that is listening to me this very moment. Let the stronghold of fear, fear in any format, in whatever way it has taken hold of your life, of your heart, let that stronghold of fear this very moment be destroyed by the presence of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Receive the Holy Spirit and let fear be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the boldness of the living God. Be restored in your mind. Be restored in your body. Be restored in your life. Be restored in your area of your finances and your family. In every area where fear had reigned, let that evil spirit of fear be dethroned now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Let the fear that I'm not going to receive be destroyed now. For you shall receive in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many came? I wanted to ask this question at the very beginning, but how many came with an ailment or sickness of some sort? Okay. You know what I'm going to do next. I'm going to ask you if you've received already. Now, I want you to know whether there is a claim. Let me ask this question then. How many can tell me right this very moment, if God heals you, you'll be able to say, I am healed because this has changed? I heard a voice of others. You can tell right away if something has happened? Something happened already? Praise the Lord. I don't doubt you. Something happened already. Well, that's what I should expect. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because he sends his word and he heals and delivers. Praise God. Remember the story I was telling you about India and the crusade ground and the Lord saying it's testimony time. And I'm saying, but Lord, I need to pray for the sick first. He said, no, I don't need your prayers. I love them more than your prayers. I said, what's going to happen? This is testimony time, like I said. Testimony time. See, didn't I say in my word that I sent my word and I healed them? He says, from now on, I want you to just believe that while you speak, healing is going to take place. Praise God. And as I've gone through the nations, you know, the word of God says, It says a prophet is not recognized except in his own hometown. I remember going through the nations. And this, as I stand here before you, is what many times happens. I come in, and as I come in, people are healed already. And I ask the Lord, why is it happening that way? I didn't preach yet. They give me the mic, I come up, and I say, who's got their healing already? And hands pop out all over the place. They received their healing already. How did they get their healing? I asked the Lord, I said, how did they get their healing? And the Lord said, is sickness darkness? I said, yes. He said, when the light comes on, what does darkness do? I said, darkness leaves. He said, so are you light? I said, yes. So when you came in, I came in with you. And darkness had to go. So sickness took off all by itself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to see the manifestation of that right here in Winnipeg. Praise God. Because this is a fact. I'm not going to take any credit for it because I know I didn't do it. He did it. And to God be the glory. Praise God. So, brother, come, I want to hear your testimony real quick. And Mama and I are going to join team up together and pray for those that came in here sick. For the word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they will what? Recover. You'll get better and better. Amen? Some will happen immediately because there are 7 different Greek words that describe healing, from the very slowest form called therapeo, which is the same root word for therapy, to the word imai, which is an instantaneous bang, like this. It's happened. For example, the centurion comes and says, my servant is sick, I want him healed. And the Lord says, I'm going to come and I'm going to therapeo him. And the man says, no, not therapeo, I need my servant. He needs to get on the job right now. So I want you to iomai. Heal him instantaneously. And Jesus says, wow, I've not seen this kind of faith amongst my own people, my own children. He upgraded. Somebody needs to get some upgrades today. Amen? Hallelujah. The words like sozo, I am a hugiano. These are all words that are translated healing. And somebody will get what they need to get today. Can I hear what your testimony is? What did God do for you? Come closer. For the benefit of others, I want to hear your testimony. Come to the front.
I came today to be with my family. The devil tried everything.
Mike.
The devil tried everything he could to keep me from coming here. The first thing I noticed, I was riding into town on my bike. I came from camping, but I missed this morning, so I was determined to come tonight. The first thing I did was I ran into a traffic jam, and I said, oh, no, you don't. Second thing that happened, I ran into a huge train and the traffic was blocked up probably half a mile. So I took a detour and I went through a construction zone illegally and I said, I'm going to church. You're not going to stop me. So the next thing that happened was I came up to Redwood Bridge and the police had the bridge blocked off. So I did a U-turn and I went back to Henderson and I went by God's speed down to Main Street and I came up Main Street the other way. And everything that was put in my way was overcome. And I came to church today I still had fear in me of what might be next. And when you had mentioned that we were going to break that fear today, I felt something right away. And something else I might add, when you walk into this building, I don't believe it's just by the light of Christ that we are healed. I believe it's our hearts wanting to hear the word of the Lord that accepts this light of Christ, and we are automatically being healed.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for sharing that powerful word. Amen. Praise God. Freedom from fear. And no matter what the obstacles that were put in his way, he found a way by the directives of God's grace to break through. Amen? May somebody experience their breakthrough today. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, for those that need to have hands laid on them, or has anybody else checked to see if they've received their miracle already? Okay. For those that need, you have a testimony? Okay, come on. Where's the mic? Give her the mic and so she can come up for the benefit of those that are listening online. What did God do for you?
Yeah, praise God. When I was coming, I was having headache at this side of my head. So, and as the word was going on, I didn't feel it again. Then immediately I realized I don't feel the headache. The headache wants to come back. So I said, no, I have received my healing. That's it.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just hang around. Anybody else? You have a testimony, something happened. That's a headache that was plaguing her, and it's gone. Praise God. All right. Now, for those that need to have hands laid on them, we're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands on you. And you're going to receive your miracle. Amen? The Word of God says, The apostle says, stretch out your hand and heal. God's hand is going to stretch out and touch you. Amen? Praise God. So come. If you need healing, just come. Just come quickly. This is a healing service, so we expect God's healing power to flow. Mama, you want to come join me?
Bipolar affective disorder in the brain. That's the diagnosis.
Wow.
Straight from hell.
It has to go. Amen. Put an end to any activity of the enemy. What on earth? All these people sick in this church? My Lord, have mercy. How many people are taking some kind of medication? Medication. Quite a few. Okay. The devil is a thief. And he's not going to steal from you anymore. Praise God. You know, Hannah found out that God needed a priest in his house. And she said, God, give me a child, and you have a prophet. And that was the end of her barrenness. May God's healing power flow so powerfully in every life. Praise God. That your doctor, not you, your doctor will say, you don't need this medication anymore.
Amen?
Amen. Amen? Amen. Why were we giving you this medication again? You don't need it. And from that very moment, that money that you're spending for medication, the doctor himself that prescribed it will say, I am unprescribing this. Praise God. You heard what I said, right? I didn't say you get off your medication. I said the doctor will tell you, I am not prescribing anymore. And no pharmacist is going to give you any medication when the doctor didn't sign off. Yes. Praise the Lord. So now, the deal I want you to make with the Lord is that you're not going to use that extra money to go buy some more hamburgers. Hallelujah. But you're going to say, Lord, this is for souls. You set me free. Let this that I've been investing for medicine now begin to bring souls into the kingdom. Amen? How many would like to make that deal? Okay. Not because I said so. You make your own deal with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I just have something to say.
Yes.
Can I have that Kleenex box come with it?
Can you increase our volume, please?
Okay. All of you who are here to... You stay where you are. All of you who are here to receive your healing, it is very simple. It's a paid for. It's already paid for. Mm-hmm. It is 100% paid for by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's like this. When I give you this, don't take it. Now stretch your hands. Turn sideways, yes.
Yeah,
sideways.
This way, this way.
Stay that way,
so the camera can see.
Yes. It's like this. Your healing is paid for in full. Somebody say paid for in full.
Paid for in full.
Jesus has paid for it. Heaven has recorded it.
That's right.
Heaven has allocated it for every one of us. Mm-hmm. So this is paid for. So all you need to do, if I give it to him, don't take it. Just act like, yeah. Start telling me stories about all your pain. See? Once it comes, what do? Just take it immediately. It's a package. It's done. When we go anywhere, I go anywhere to minister, there's always a package present waiting for me. I didn't ask for it. It is done, and when I'm leaving, they say, this is for you. Whether I need it or not, I accept it. Because the Lord has prepared your heart to do it.
That's
you
right.
Just take it. So God has prepared us tonight. The word has come. Just come through and take. Don't try to be doing anything. Just take it. How hard is it to receive? That's easy. So how do you take it? Take what you have heard that is real. Somebody say, I will take it.
I will take it.
Somebody say, I will receive it.
I will receive it.
And I have it.
And I have it.
If it is yours, take it with you.
Amen.
And drop the sickness. Start dropping it before you come.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Remember, no fear. Yeah? No fear. There's no what if. It's yours. Boldly take it. Amen? Just receive it. Believe that as our hands touch you, it is the impartation of whatever it is that you need, that you receive it. Did you hear that? As we taught you, it is the hand of the Lord stretched out to touch you. So receive it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Receive it. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Touch at the same time. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. 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 Praise God. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name.
You can say amen when you come through. Some of you just keep quiet. That's part of that taking it.
Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyone else? All right. Praise God. Healing is to be received. Praise God. The Word of God says he was wounded. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him. And by the stripes that he received, we are healed. Praise God. Peter says, we're healed. We're past tense. It's done. As you receive it, you walk in it. Amen? Hallelujah. Hands were laid on you. I get it. Well, like somebody aptly said, you don't come to glory and peace and die. 40-something years of ministering the word of the Lord can count in less than one hand how many people have died that we've buried in this ministry. But what I don't want to see anymore is people being sick and not dying. We are not going to die, and we're not going to be sick either. Praise the Lord. God heal every one of us. Praise God. Amen. Because medication is not cheap. We are not going to be under the thumb of the enemy. Not now, not ever. So somebody say, I receive my healing. I'm restored and made every whit whole. I will testify of the awesomeness of God. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my peace. And because of his goodness, I will prosper all of my days. Amen. For those that are online, Mama, come stand with me. I want you to stretch your hands towards that screen that's before you. Let us make contact. We release God's healing anointing into your life right now. Receive now your healing. It is yours. Take it. Your name has been written on that healing grace. Take it. Take it. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever the problem is, let it receive a resolution right now. Healing for your mind, healing for your body, healing for your family, your relationships, your businesses, whatever it is that you are doing, let God's healing grace flow through and bring about wholeness, that you may have a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed from mind issues, from schizophrenia, from bipolar diseases, from chemical imbalance, from cancers, from diabetes, from high blood pressure, skeletal issues, skin issues, nerve issues, issues in the organ, pancreas, in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your liver. Be healed in your lungs. Be healed in your arteries, in your veins, in your heart. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing. We speak healing. We speak healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the living God. Ratobu Shandarebakaya. Receive it now. Receive it now. Glory be to God.
We declare you healed.
Amen.
Restored.
Amen.
And made whole.
Amen.
From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Every cell, every bone, every blood, every organ, you are restored to God's original state.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, say, I take it.
I take it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
And I have it.
And I have it.
I have the best.
I have the best.
Amen.
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 Praise God. There is somebody You've been losing hair. Everybody loses hair, but you're losing hair in an abnormal way. And the Lord is healing you right this very moment. Your hair is going to stay on your head as it is meant to be. In the name of Jesus.
Put your hand on your head if you are that person and take it and put it in.
Hallelujah.
The word is sent, you take it and you put it in.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
God is good?
All the time.
Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to bring to the Lord a special Pentecost offering. Pentecost is the number 50. Now, I encourage people in a service like this to give at least $50 or something in the multiples of 50. Amen? Just to testify that you are operating in Pentecost. Now, that is a suggestion. You do whatever it is you feel you need to do. On a service like this, on Pentecost Sunday, when God says, don't come empty-handed, you should give your very best. Go the extra mile, because God multiplies your seed sown, and he blesses your seed. Amen? So this is a time to give to the Lord that which is precious to you. I don't tell you to do something without doing it. Amen? Praise God. I don't tell you to give and I don't give. Mama and I, at the end of the year, every year, end up being one of the, sometimes the biggest givers. You know, because of our giving, sometimes, you know those guys. They come auditing. How can you give that much? Show us how. All the places that you gave. So I start asking all the people that I gave to, not only here, but out there, you know, to send me when I gave it and how I gave it. Hallelujah. Because we believe what we're talking about. It's not, you know, just yapping away. God wants us to grow in our giving. Amen? And remember, when you give, when you honor God with your tithe and your offerings and your first fruits, you're not just giving for yourself, you're giving for your generations. Praise the Lord. May God continue to increase you. May God cause you to experience his supply all of your days. May you always have a testimony in your mouth of the goodness of God in your life, not because you were delivered from something, set free from something, or escaped something, but testifying of, I don't know why, but look what God has done. It was not because I was going through a problem, but there's this overflow that just keeps pursuing me and overtaking me. I don't know what to do. Pastor, can you please help me know where to push some of this stuff that God is blessing me with? That should be your problem. Amen? You have too much. No room to store it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May God heal your wallet, your pocketbook, your bank account. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to have red if it is the blood of Jesus, but not red when it is minus. Praise the Lord. That time you want black. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, I'm head and not tail, above only and never beneath. I was born from above, and that which came from above is above all. Amen. You receive it? Then shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you again. We've honored God with our giving. We've done all that we need to do tonight. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Wednesday for the Bible study and prayer meeting. Bible studies are going to end at the end of June. We're studying through the book of Proverbs. If you have not been joining us in the study of the book of Proverbs, you are missing too much. You need to connect and participate, because God is unveiling a lot of important stuff to us. And I do believe that by the end of this year, if you've come through these studies with us in the book of Proverbs, you will not recognize yourself, because you would have been so changed and transformed in your thinking. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to participate. Don't miss the opportunity. Amen. And what else do I need to say to you? July the 15th. Somebody say July the 15th. Say it again. One more time. All right, July the 15th. We are going to be having a block party. And we're going to have a cookout and bouncers and whatever else for the whole family and for the community. And we want to have every one of us engaged. Everybody doing something. Whether it's in the teaching of the young people, or you're in the worship team, or you're helping to cook, or helping to serve, or whatever, all the things that are possible that day. We want you to be engaged in that. And we'll also like for you to give a generous donation towards that end. And if you're giving towards that end, mark it out. Don't take from your regular giving. Over and above your regular giving, mark it under other in your envelope, and just say for the block party or for the July 15th or whatever, and that amount will be set aside just for that. Amen. We want to reach this community. Amen. And we want you not just to give towards that, we want you to start praying for this community. This is our Jerusalem. And God can touch the lives of people behind these various doors around us. Amen? Praise God. So that's all I have to share this time. Ladies, when is your next women's? June the 10th. That's in 2 weeks. On Saturday, men's meeting, same day, June the 10th. So that's another date that you have to take note of. June the 10th is the men and women auxiliary meeting. That's a Saturday at what time? Noon. All right. So take note of that, and may God bless you all. Look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Wait a minute, Wednesday.